Today we're going to talk about Copilot Chat, also known as Copilot for Everyone, because it's included with your business, enterprise, education, and other licenses. You can use it for your everyday work and interact with AI agents. Welcome to Collaboration Simplified. My name is Shervin Chaffee, and I work at Microsoft as a Copilot Principal Technical Specialist. There's a lot of interest in Copilot Chat and some confusion. So we'll dig into what Copilot Chat is, what it can and can't do, and compare it to the paid Microsoft 365 Copilot license. But most importantly, we'll answer the question of why you should use it. I'll give you one hint, Shadow IT. Let's review some slides to answer these questions and later do a demo. Okay, so let's get into the deep dive of Copilot Chat. And by the way, the full name is Microsoft 365 Copilot Chat. So if you see that, it's the same thing as Copilot Chat. And one of the most common questions I also get is, hey, Sheriff, where is this presentation? Can I have it? And I'm happy to say that this is actually a public presentation. So I'll drop the link in the description so you can use it yourself if you wanted to. Now, looking at Microsoft 365 Copilot Chat, it looks like it's really broken down into three different pillars. We have chat, agents, and IT controls. Let's look at each one separately. So on the chat side, it's a free secure AI chat and it's powered by GPT-4o and it's web grounded. Now, first of all, I wouldn't use the word free because you're paying for a license and I'll show you which licenses this is actually included with. So I would use the word included. It's included with the license that you've paid for, but you're getting it at no additional cost. So that's one thing. The other is that it's secure, which is fantastic. And this goes to the intro that I mentioned about Shadow IT. The fact that it's secure is going to be really good for your enterprise to use as an included AI function instead of your end users going and using their own AI platform, like ChatGPT, for example, and that in the free version isn't necessarily secure. And I'll show you what I mean in just a little bit. Now, it's powered by GPT-4o and it's web grounded. That's the other differentiator. It's grounded on the web versus being grounded on your tenant or your tenant data. So with the paid M365 Copilot license, it's basically grounded on your tenant data. So your emails and your chat messages and your OneDrive files, you can ask it questions about your documents. With this, it's grounded on the web, but you can actually attach a file and you can ask it to summarize a document or analyze a document. So there's definitely benefits there, but it's not as full featured as the paid license. Now moving on to the next pillar, which is agents, integrated into the chat experience and paid for on a consumption basis. What's really good about this is that, again, because it's included with your license, you can still have access to building and using agents. We've done a lot of content on this channel on creating different types of agents, and there are actually certain types of agents that you can create where you don't have to pay for at all. With this included license, you can use those types of agents, and I'll show you which ones in just a little bit. And then other types of agents that you build, you have to pay for as you go. So this consumption pay as you go model, you can set up a subscription, and then there's X amount of cents that you have to pay. I'll show you the details on that as well. But still, it gives you a platform to use, to create and to use these types of agents without having to pay for the full M365 Copilot license. At some point in time, it'll make sense to move over to the paid license if you're using agents quite a bit, but in the beginning, it's a good way to start to experiment. And then on the third pillar, IT controls, enterprise data protection and agent management. So this goes back to the first pillar, which is secure AI. Enterprise data protection is huge, right? You don't want people to be using their own version of AI, consumer AI, where they're copy and pasting company sensitive information that those different models can actually learn from and take that and put that as part of their LLM, their large language models. So I wanted to ask ChatGPT because this is most likely the service that most people that don't have access to secure AI will end up using. I wanted to ask it, can you tell me if you actually learn from my prompts? And so it comes back and says, I don't learn in the sense that I retain information beyond our conversation, but I can remember context during a session. So I asked, so you don't update your large language model using the info that I share? It says, correct. I don't update my underlying LLM with anything you share. I said, fine, can you tell me where your privacy policy is? It sent me the link and I looked in there and says, we may use content submitted to ChatGPT and or other services to improve our model performance, including content from your images and files. And it gave me a link to an additional document and I looked in there, services for individuals. It says, when you use our services, such as ChatGPT, we may use your content to train our models. Fantastic. That's kind of what I thought. And that's what everybody pretty much thinks or knows, but they still use ChatGPT. And if you're the IT team, do you really want your company's secret information being copied and pasted into ChatGPT? Now, compare this to the Enterprise Data Protection and M365 Copilot and M365 Copilot Chat. It's a good document. I'll put that link in the description as well. But basically, if you look at this, it talks about M365 Copilot and Copilot Chat offer the same enterprise terms available in our Microsoft 365 commercial offerings. And one of the keys was right here, for like an apples to apples comparison, and it says your data isn't used to train foundation models. Now, with respect to who actually has access to this included Copilot chat, it's right here in the documentation. And so we have some really good documentation, this Microsoft 365 Copilot chat documentation. I'll drop this link in the description as well. But here we go with respect to M365 Copilot chat eligibility. And basically, I don't know if you know the kind of license that you have or you're consuming. You don't really need to know necessarily because there's ways you can tell that you're using the Copilot chat experience. But essentially, this is saying that if you're using these education types of licenses or you're using a business type of license, for, I believe this is for 300 users or less for businesses, or you're using these E3s or E5s. Those are the types of licenses I deal with the most. F1s, F3s are frontline workers. And then there's a Teams license and there's office licenses. So all of these are licenses basically for institutions, for companies. So if you're part of a university, a college, a school district, or you work for a small business or a large enterprise, chances are you're consuming these types of licenses, and so Copilot Chat will be available to you. Before we continue, if you're finding value in the content so far, please give it a like as it really does help the channel. Thank you very much for your support. So talking about access, back to the document that I was showing you, if you scroll down a little bit, there's a section that talks about ensuring users accessing Copilot chat. And basically it says that with the recent updates to Microsoft 365 Copilot chat, the Copilot experience for work and personal use no longer share the same name. And that's the differentiation, right? You got work and you got personal. So if there's anyone that is watching this video that is thinking, hey, I want to use Copilot and I have a personal account or I have a family account, this doesn't apply, right? Copilot chat does not apply. Copilot chat is basically for work. Universities, colleges, small businesses, large businesses, they can have a paid or they can have the included, the Copilot chat. Personal is a different story. I'll show you personal in just a second. But basically, anytime you hear the word Microsoft 365 Copilot chat or Microsoft 365 Copilot, that's for work and education. And Microsoft Copilot, it's missing the word 365, is for personal use. Okay? A little bit confusing, to be honest, but that's just the way the wording is. Now, just have to be careful, right? And you'll see from the experiences they differ. I'll show you that in a little bit in the demo. Now there's a chart here that basically says, look, if you're using Copilot for personal use or you're using it for work or education, there is Microsoft Copilot, and this is for unauthenticated or signed in with personal accounts. Then you're able to basically access it from copilot.microsoft.com, that's a yes, bing.com/chat, and so on. But none of these apply to work. And on the other hand, if you're accessing Copilot Chat or M365 Copilot for work, you can access it from M365 Copilot or copilot.cloud.microsoft.com and so on. And those are all a yes. Bottom line is, there is differentiation between Copilot for personal use and Copilot for work use. And additionally, for work use, there's the included version, Copilot Chat, and there's a paid version, Microsoft 365 Copilot. Now back to the slides, with Copilot Chat, there's also some reporting and analytics from an IT perspective. So if you're an admin and you're like, hey, I have Copilot Chat that was turned on and people are using, I don't know what the usage is, all you got to do is go to the Microsoft 365 Admin Center, and there's a Copilot Chat usage report there that you can check out to see what the usage is. Now moving over to agents in Copilot Chat, and that's one of the beauties of Copilot Chat, that you can use agents. There's two questions that I want us to review and answer, right? One is, what are the agent capabilities within Copilot Chat? Copilot Chat users will be able to create, discover, and use agents. That's good. And admins will be required to set up a Copilot Studio subscription prior to the use of agents that are billed based on a metered consumption. However, agents that are grounded in instructions, public websites, and uploaded files are available to use at no additional cost for users. So, basically, there are types of agents that are not going to cost you anything. You can use them with Copilot Chat. And then there's types of agents that we've actually built some of these where documents are in SharePoint sites that you have to pay for based on consumption. I'll show you some additional details in a second. The other question is, what agent building capabilities are available to Copilot Chat users? Copilot Chat users can build agents with Copilot Studio, Agent Builder, or SharePoint if their IT admin has configured access in the M365 Admin Center. So that goes back to like IT controls, but you can basically use all the different tools that we have, whether you are using the paid M365 Copilot or Copilot Chat. If you have been given access, you can use all these different tools. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is creating this pay-as-you-go billing plan for your Copilot agents that need it. And to do that, let's look at the site. This is the same site that we looked at before. This is basically the M365 Copilot Chat documentation, and there's a section that covers agents. So let's look at that. If we scroll down a little bit to enabling agents, first of all, it actually confirms again that agents that are grounded in instructions, in public websites, and uploaded files are available at no additional cost. So again, there are agents that are free with the Copilot Chat, but agents that access shared tenant data, such as SharePoint or Graph connectors, will be based on metered consumption, all right? So we're good with that. Now we have to kind of understand this pay-as-you-go, what are you actually going to be paying? And so for that, there's another site, and I'll drop this in the description, the link for it. It talks about the types of agents that you can create and the cost that's associated with them. So basically, if you're using this pay-as-you-go, you have this Copilot Studio event that is either a classic answer, a generative answer, autonomous action, or graph grounding for your messages. And each different type of event has a different billing rate, 1, 2, 25, or 30 messages. I will say that with the paid M365 Copilot license, one of the big differentiators is that agents are included all except autonomous action. So even with the paid one, you're going to have to pay 25 messages for autonomous agents, but all this other stuff, classic, generative, and graph grounding, is included with the M365 Copilot, the paid license. But with Copilot Chat, you're going to be paying for all these different types of agents. And if you scroll down a little bit, it actually says, look, this is what the definition of a classic answer is, generative answer, tenant, so if you need more information. And it also gives you a note here that says, look, most of the time, what's going to happen is that the agent you create is going to actually consume multiple of these different types of events. So it's not just going to be 30, it might be 30 plus 2 for a total of 32. And then it goes on to give you additional examples of, you know, if you're using a knowledge source or if you're booking a flight, how many messages are you going to actually be consuming? And it gives you additional examples. And the customer support agent, for example, or a sales performance agent based on the number of users. So just check this out. We're not going to necessarily go over it here, but there's additional information where you can kind of figure out how much am I going to be paying for these agents if I'm using pay-as-you-go. Now, the other thing that I will tell you is if you go to the Microsoft Copilot Studio site and you select pricing, it'll take you to this section that talks about pay-as-you-go, but it also talks about Copilot Studio for $200. And this kind of came up in one of the comments, right? People are like, I don't want to pay $200 for Copilot Studio. Well, what you're actually paying for are 25,000 messages a month, right? So if you think about that example of agents where it's going to, each transaction is going to cost you 32 messages, well, you're getting 25,000 messages for the $200. So you have to do some quick calculations and say, okay, I got 200, I got 25,000 messages. So that's going to cost me less than a cent per message. And if I create an agent that consumes 32 messages, then that agent is going to cost me about a quarter per transaction. All right. So that's how you kind of figure out how much these things are going to cost you. Now there's another way, right? There's a pay as you go. So instead of getting $200 with 25,000 message packs every month, you can just pay as you go. So if you click on explore pricing here, it takes you to this other area. And if you scroll down a little bit, it basically says that Copilot messages cost about a cent. So a little bit more expensive than 0.008, it's 1 cent. But whether you buy message packs or whether you're like, I don't want to pay $200, I just want to pay as you go, then you just pay just a little bit more, but you can go ahead and use agents this way as well. Now, I know that was a ton to cover. Again, if you have any questions, let me know. I do want to cover one additional slide before I jump into a demo and show you the different experiences. And that is that with Copilot Chat, you still have IT controls for agents. So because agents are available with M365 Copilot, M365 Copilot Chat, and even just Copilot Studio, then we have a lot of different tools when it comes to IT controls for agents. And what you're seeing here is that we actually have different control levers in different admin centers. So we have the Power Platform Admin Center, the M365 Admin Center, the Teams Admin Center, SharePoint Advanced Management, Microsoft Purview. So depending on which portal you go, you're going to get different levers that you can enable agents, disable agents, approve agents, deny agents, allow them to be shared, all kinds of stuff, right? So just consult this if you are thinking about how to manage these agents. I can tell you that we have tons of different tools and reports, so you're in good hands, even if you're using Copilot Chat with pay-as-you-go for your agents. Now, I promised that I would do a comparison of M365 Copilot Chat to M365 Copilot, the paid license. So let's look at this. And all along this video, the way we've actually been talking about it, but just to kind of cement it, the main difference is that with the paid Microsoft 365 Copilot license, you're not just getting this Copilot chat portion where you're interacting with it, but you're also getting the ability to access Copilot within your M365 apps, right? So all the different apps that you love, like Teams and Outlook and Word and Excel and PowerPoint, Copilot appears in there and you can interact with it. But the scope is not just the public internet, but also your work. So it's grounded in your tenant data. It has access to all that information that you work with. And then also the fact that agents are actually included, all except for the autonomous action, it's included. So you're not paying as you go with the quarter example that I gave. And then the Copilot control system, we add some additional benefits on top of what's already available with Copilot Chat. Now, looking at this in a little bit more detail, this is a pretty good eye chart. You can see how good your vision is, but I'll zoom in to help you out a little bit. And basically, we have blue, that means included, and then the triangle means included, but it's metered. And we also have two different columns here. We have Microsoft 365 Copilot Chat, and we have M365 Copilot. So if you look at this first section, you can see that on the chat portion, it's almost all the same except for this box over here, which basically says that the Copilot chat is work grounded in, and the included version is not. It's just web grounded. That's why it's missing this, and that's one of the big differences, right? Grounded in your tenant data, which is the paid version versus not. But everything else is included, including Copilot pages, the fact that you can upload files, code interpreter, image generation, and so on. So that's the first section. The second section, which we've dived into already, is on the agent side. And again, you can see that you can create agents, you can discover agents, and so on, except that two of these things are metered for agents that are grounded in your work data, but it's included with the M365. The paid license, M365 Copilot license. And you'll also notice though that, as I mentioned, this, even with the M365 paid license, is excluded, it's metered, and it's basically using agents that act independently using autonomous actions. So, in either case, the autonomous one, you're gonna have to pay additionally for pay as you go. Now, this section here, you can see the whole thing is blank for the chat, and that's essentially all the personal assistant stuff, right? Working inside Outlook, working inside Excel, Word, PowerPoint, all that stuff is missing. And there's some things that are coming in the future that we announced at Ignite, which is Copilot Actions and this M365 agents like interpreter and project manager. All that stuff is going to be missing, but it's in preview right now for M365. And then from a Copilot control system, the good thing again is that enterprise data protection and IT management controls and agent management, they're included in both of them, which is the first three. But what's missing is SharePoint Advanced Management, Copilot Analytics, and pre-built reports. So certainly differentiation between these two different licenses, the paid one versus the included one. And so this is really good for you to know. And oh, by the way, back to that document, if you look, there's a section called FAQ, and if you go there, there's an area called features, and it talks about all the features that are available in Copilot Chat. So if the PowerPoint wasn't enough, all of the features are listed here, including features that are coming soon, the upcoming features that are listed here. And then there's a section here that says Microsoft 365 Copilot Chat versus M365. What are the differences? When you click on that, it basically tells you the differences, which I think we've really, really dived in deep. All right, with all of that, I think it's time for a demo. Okay, so on to the demo. And if you remember, we basically have work, and for work, we have Copilot Chat and M365 Copilot. And what you're looking at is actually Copilot for personal use, so not work at all. And so it looks completely different than the work. Work looks like this, or it looks like this. But just real quick, we're going to look at personal. So it's a completely different experience. And if you're using it, you won't be confused that it's actually your personal experience because of how different it looks, right? So for this one, you basically would be asking it generic questions that you'd be accessing the internet for. So let's ask something like, when is the next NBA game? And it says that it's between Detroit Pistons and Denver Nuggets, February 28th. And we can also talk to it, right?
Hey again, Shervin. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to know, when are the Toronto Raptors playing next?
The Toronto Raptors' next game is on Sunday, March 2nd, 2025, against the Orlando Magic. The game starts at 3:30 p.m.
How are they doing this year? Can you tell me about their ranking?
The Toronto Raptors are currently 16-37 this season.
Oh, no. That's not that good. So this is basically the personal co-pilot. You can ask it questions and whatnot. Now, the work one looks like this, and you've seen me show this many times in the past, but basically the key is that it's grounded on your tenant data. So you can ask it questions like, hey, help me prepare for my next project sync, and let's see what it does here. So it's basically accessing my calendar, looking at all my documents and saying, look, these are all the related emails, related team messages, action items, and all that good stuff, right? So this is my company data. And you can also see that one of the differences or the distinguishing factors is that I have a work and the web tab. And so if I go to the web, the experience is going to be very similar to the Copilot chat, which is this other tab that I have. I'll show you that in a second. But back to the Microsoft 365 Copilot, the paid one, you can also see that on the right-hand side, I have Copilot, I have Agents, Visual Creator, and then these are some of the agents that I've created before. I don't know if you guys remember the HR one that I made just recently on a different video, and then I can get and create agents in my recent chat history. So the experience is grounded on your tenant data, and you have the ability to create and use agents and all the differences that we talked about before. Now, also notice that there is this little shield that is green and checked, and that is for your enterprise data protection. Now, you'll notice the same thing on the Copilot chat, which is key, right? This is the whole shadow IT thing that I was telling you about. So far we've looked at the personal one. We've looked at the work one, the M365 Copilot. So now switching over to the Copilot chat, you'll see that it's a very similar interface, right? In the center here, you have the different prompts, six different prompts, and you can always select view prompts, and it gives you additional prompts that you can select. There's a long list of prompts here, and you can basically filter based on prompts that ask questions, prompts that are more for coding, for catching up. And you can also see that up on the top right hand side, there is that green shield, which is that enterprise data protection, which takes you to the same site that explains the fact that you can rest assured that we're not learning from your prompts, from the data that you're sending, and so on. Now, you can ask it generic questions like compare the most 10 innovative and creative workplace designs, and it'll just go out to the internet and search something for you. What we can do in addition to just searching from the web is, one, you can edit in pages, which is new with Copilot chat, and it basically puts everything inside pages. It captures the response, which is really nice. The other thing you can do to make this more work-related is you can attach a file, which is right here, add a file. And so if I add a file here, and I created this fictitious document about a new product that I'm coming out with, Lumina. It's a revolutionary product. I'm going to go ahead and add it as an attachment. And I'm going to say, can you summarize this document? And now it's taken a confidential document about a product, a fictitious product that I've made, and you can rest assured that no one is learning from this or inputting this information inside the LLM or learning from your prompts and whatnot, right? So it's telling me about the timeline of the product and the team and all kinds of good stuff, which I don't want anyone to really know, but I'm consulting with my personal assistant here, Copilot Chat. And just so that you know, this document basically looks like this. I made this document and I have the timeline and the go-to-market strategy and all kinds of good stuff. So it's pulling from here. Now what I can do is I can say, look, I am sending an email to my boss about this new product. Help me capture the highlights in a professional tone. And so now it's going to use this document and help me draft this professional email to my boss, right? And so certainly here it is. And basically it's saying, dear boss's name, I hope this email finds you well. I'm excited to share with you the highlights of this new product, the key features, benefits, all that good stuff. And if everything looks good, I can also add it again to the same page so that the first section, the summarizing, and also the email, everything just gets captured. So if I want to go back, I don't lose it necessarily, but I can also share it with someone. So if I have a teammate that maybe can help review this for me, I can click on the share icon, share the page link, and then we're good to go. Let's say I start a new chat, and this time I attach an Excel document. This document is actually all the treasury rates, the T-bills from the US government. And I wanted to see if, can you analyze this spreadsheet? Let's see how Copilot reacts to an Excel document. All right, so look at all this good stuff. And by the way, just so that you know, the document looks something like this. It's an Excel spreadsheet with the different coupons for the 4 weeks, the 8 weeks, 13, 17 weeks, and all the dates and the coupon rates, the interest rate that these different coupons were paying out. So I have this Excel spreadsheet and I asked it to analyze it. And it's basically telling me there's 250 entries, basically the mean, the min and the max for the different coupons. And it's also giving me, here are the first few rows of the data sheet. So I asked it a generic question, but it still did a good job of answering me. And I can say, what was the max rate for the 52 week? Let's see if you can pull that out for me without me having to search for it myself. The maximum rate for the 52 week in the data set is 5.25%. So that is basically Copilot Chat. But what you'll notice on the right-hand side is, in addition to, you know, being able to open the recent pages that we just created and selecting new chat and the enterprise data protection, you can also select this arrow on the right-hand side that opens up the panel, and it gives you the ability to get agents. So when you select get agents, you can get some pre-canned agents that your admins have allowed for you, and we've done this before, but pretty soon you're going to see the ability for you to create an agent, just like you can in the M365 Copilot, where you can also create an agent. This is not showing up today in this Copilot chat, but I promise it will be there, and you can create agents using Agent Builder, and some of them will be for free, no additional cost. So that is an overview of Copilot Chat. I think it's pretty exciting. It's very powerful, and it is definitely something that every work IT team should roll out to the enterprise. If you don't have the full version, the Copilot from M365 that's grounded in your tenant data, it's okay. You can still interact with Copilot by attaching documents, and you can do it in a safe place. And when it makes sense for you to move to M365 Copilot, the paid version over here, then you can ask your IT team to do that for you. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed today's video. And if you did, please make sure to give it a like and consider subscribing. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments, and I'll catch you on the next one.